on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, the 14th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy, what national day is it?
Today is Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, mac and cheese. You know, I never really got into mac and cheese. Jared, do you like mac and cheese?
I don't really like the Kraft box stuff, but if you make it good homemade, it's very good.
So you make it homemade, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
Oh, well, you bring some in someday?
What do you do? Like, do you do like the macaroni shells and then like grilled cheese or what?
You make like a bechamel sauce, which is like you make a roux, add milk, then you add cheese.
Hmm.
Or you don't even necessarily have to add a roux. You can just use cream and cheese.
Hmm.
That
sounds good.
I use the Kraft mac and cheese when I make tuna casserole.
Yeah, and that's really good.
Yeah. You know, then you have to add other things to it.
Yeah.
But, gosh, we haven't had that for a while.
No. Well, we've been trying to
watch our intake.
Well,
of
after we took the last week and we were for my father's 90th in Trinidad, it wasn't bad. But we did have a lot of fish that you guys caught, and that was great. Anyway, so you just slid right in here like the home base, just like stole the base almost. Take a breath right when the intro music happened. It was like then
I'm
Carl Bott appeared, slid in. Hi, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, guess what? 68 degrees outside right now.
How hot's it getting?
101 today. Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 69. Tomorrow calls for 97. You know, we just love it when it's under triple digit weather, don't we? Thursday night mostly clear with overnight lows of 68. Friday calls for 98. Saturday 100 and Sunday 101. So it looks like, according to the forecast, Monday and Tuesday of next week is around 104. So enjoy this beautiful weekend. You know, we get those great morning stretches when it's under 100 degrees up here in the North State. And the weather is brought to you by a locally owned business, veteran-owned business, family doing business in the Anderson area for a long time. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. You know, I wonder about, you know, every so often I wonder about things. I know it's hard to believe. On Monday, there was a rally for Carlos Zapata.
Oh.
Now, yeah, because he was being arraigned in court. So a number of people showed up for it. And I did not see, you know, I've looked for it for 3 days now in Record Searchlight. And I guess they didn't, you know, let me put it this way. I just look at the online edition, and sometimes the online edition is different than the regular paper. If you read the online edition, you see a lot of the online edition ends up in the Sunday paper. But I didn't see anything, any coverage on that, but I did see Channel 7 did do an interview with Zapata's lawyer outside. But one thing that happened that it wasn't brought up except in the news cafe was that there were Proud Boys there.
Mm.
Proud Boys. Now, I don't remember Proud Boys, that organization, showing up here in Shasta County before. You know, BLM popped up, you know, during the protest. I'm not sure about Antifa, though. There was a couple people that they look like Antifa.
Have we
they
changed,
could have been wannabes. Proud Boys.
Well, have we changed the name from what we would call up here in the past?
No.
Militia to have they done a name change?
No, not at all.
Or have people called them differently?
No, this was just they were dressed as the Proud Boys. They had the hats, the shirts, the signage with their hands of the Proud Boys. Now, I find that interesting. All of a sudden, the Proud Boys are here. Now, who are the Proud Boys, though?
Well, the Proud Boys.
I'm glad you asked.
Well, I was just wondering, aren't the Proud Boys, they got a lot of, let's say, headline notoriety from the Capitol insurrection or whatever you, whatever the title is, riots, insurrection, the word, the name Proud Boys, garnered lots of headline and notice. Headlines and notice.
Well, they have, and they've been involved in Portland when Antifa and people. Oh, there's no such thing as Antifa. You know, you jerks if you think that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
No, you shouldn't.
You're woefully ignorant if you think there is no such thing as Antifa. It's Antifa. Come on. You dress alike. They have the same principles and all this stuff. And don't go on and tell me that the U.S. Army is Antifa because they're anti-fascist. Okay, you know what? Don't. I mean, people have common sense. But then the Proud Boys get into it, and then there was, you know, during the hundreds of days of riots in Portland, a lot of it was between the Proud Boys and Antifa. And Proud Boys, according to a definition, is an exclusively male organization that promotes and engages in political violence. Now, this is Wikipedia, so, you know, take it for what it's worth. It started in around 2011. It originated in, 2016, taking its name from Proud of Your Boy from the 2011 musical, Disney musical Aladdin. Okay? From a Disney. According to former prosecutors, transcripts, they are an alt-light group, and they're part of an alt-right. They started out alt-right, but then the leader tried to distance themselves. They say they're not racist because they have people of all races inside Proud Boys, but they are a group that believes in being very proud of their heritage, and that violence has been part of their lives. Some organizations, the Southern Law Conference.
Are they all white?
No, they're not all white. In fact, I think the leader is Cuban, Hispanic, and whose wife is black. So they say that they're not racist, but they are they can be a very violent group. So it was interesting to see Proud Boys showing up.
In Reading.
In Reading, yeah. And so that, I don't know if, you know, I'd love to be able to...
fly on the wall. I wonder if...
To see what, I mean, because they have every right to go anywhere they want, just like BLM and any of the others, Black Lives Matter. This is just me. Every time I see BLM, I think of Bureau of Land Management. Black Lives Matter. But this is kind of and we have our militia here in Northern California, which, you know, to me, these are not a violent group of people. They, I have never seen them espousing violence. I have not seen them involved in violent encounters or anything like that. And the militia is totally different than the Proud Boys. But it was an interesting part that they showed up.
Well, let me just do a quick little.
And why did they show up?
Here's the thing. Maybe this person, Carlos, has a friend.
Oh no,
we all have a wide variety of friends. We meaning you and I, Carl. I mean, it's hypothetical here. Maybe there is a friend who belongs to this organization that could be could even be a relative, understanding or trying to come to whatever this person's plight is, and calls his friends who maybe gather their energy from this type of situation. I mean, that's a hypothetical. Well, are you with me?
Yeah, they claim that they. Oh no, no, I understand.
Yeah, and so that
or they could just be there because you know this is what they say that Western chauvinists who refuse to apologize for the modern world. They have, like I said, they've been, you know, they were strong in Portland. If you just Google them or just look them up, you can see that, you know, they've been in the last several weeks have been in parades and have appeared in different places. There's Proud Boy chapters throughout the United States. I find that, that doesn't surprise me. They are fraternal, they consider themselves as a multiracial fraternal brotherhood who disavows Nazis and racists. And the leader, of course, is Enrique Tarrio, Cuban, an American of Cuban descent. It was founded in 2016, is socially liberal and welcomes gay members. We disavow Nazis and don't want them at our meetups. We disavow racists and don't want them at our meetups. We allow weak beta male virgins to join because our fraternity is about helping men improve their lives. It includes all men. Okay, I'm just
enough.
Reading this. I'm just reading this all out of this,
all right.
Their stuff.
All right. And on that note,
no, but I'm just saying is that Proud Boys showed up and ready. Okay, we got to take a break.
I'd like to, you know, and as we take this break.
You know, I don't know why I'm laughing, except that was kind of funny. You know, we welcome virgins, and we want to man them up. What does that mean? Okay, got it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. I don't know if John Bastiani wants his read to be following what I was just reading. Nah. Hey, you know what? John Bastiani is the man. He started this business 11 years ago, about the same time we started ours, just a few months after we started Free Fire Radio. The only place we buy guns at is Bastiani Arms.
And if you've been listening to the show so far,
well, you know.
Hello?
Well, part of the Proud Boys believe every American should have a gun. Well, why not buy him from John Bastiani?
Oh, God.
No, he is not associated with any of this, okay? So please do not kind of read that in. This is just where it falls. You can buy guns anywhere, but customer service is just outstanding at Bastiani Arms, and he's the best gunsmith around. Everything he has is at fair prices. Veterans get discounts. He's the guy to go to if you're looking for guns and all the accessories. He's located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. He's open Tuesday through Saturday.
We're running late on our break. We've got tickets to give away coming up, as well as some special guests in the studio. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And yes, we are live here with Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
The basis of the recall is a betrayal of public trust. Now, ex-Sheriff Eric Magrini has been hired as Shasta County Assistant CEO despite formal letters from his staff declaring unanimous concerns surrounding his integrity and leadership. The Shasta County Sheriff Administrative Association and the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association appealed to county supervisors in February with these concerns. Not only was the sheriff unwilling to address these concerns, but supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti, along with our county CEO, have seen fit to extend the assistant CEO position to him without allowing us, the public, to review the findings of the investigation which were turned over to county council. We demand these documents be released to the public. We want transparency and accountability. It's past time to recall these bureaucrats and restore public trust and public safety. Sign the recall petition today. Visit recallshasta.org. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee /recallshasta.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition of Free Fire Radio. Yeah, Carlson's back there talking with some of our upcoming guests, which is, we'll tell you about it in a minute, but Cornerstone Community Bank, one Wednesday a month sponsors a local organization or a business or something to bring a highlight that to our station and our morning show. So we'll be having those guests on in a minute. But Carl, I wanted to bring up to you a couple things that came up with things that you need to know on Wednesday. Today is the 14th. We're already in the middle of July. Can you believe it? All right. So even if we're alive or not in 2030s, a moon wobble will bring surge in coastal flooding. Not sure I'd want to buy an ocean house right now, but I'm just saying. And when we were in Trinidad, my brother, who's Mr. Paranoid about everything, love his guts, but, you know, because we're made of the same stuff. But, you know, they have signs, tsunami warning, when walking down to the beach. Leaving tsunami warning, walking back from the beach. And then we talked about what happened in Japan. And I don't know if was it an earthquake or was it something that happened? Do you recall, Carl? This would have been, I don't know, 20 some years ago. Was it an earthquake or was it, they had some kind of nuclear thing that happened anyway. So tidal waves, because we were wondering when we saw certain debris that was up on the hill coming back that looked like, cement pilings. And then we started to try to figure that, well, maybe, you know, things really moved when they did have that. And Crescent City had, several of the coastal, businesses and homes that just, you know, were absolutely swept away or destroyed. And also, Carl, in the news today, and I think that you should hear this, because do you remember, I mean, you love the tuna sandwiches at Subway, right?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, it's a secret. It's a secret sin of mine that you just told everybody.
Well, I mean, you like that. If that's the one thing that if you're going to go to Subway, you like the tuna sandwich. We're both tuna lovers. But, you know, recently in the news they talked about that tuna, it's not exactly tuna. that you're finding. If you were to take apart the sandwich and test it.
But Subway is fighting them on that, saying that's not true.
Well, here's what they're saying.
Okay.
Subway is revamping stores and staying true to its tuna salad recipe after reports suggested it didn't contain real tuna. And one of the spokesmen says, the one thing we did not touch is our tuna.
Well, you know.
We don't care what the stuff is made of. Subway tuna is delicious, is what they're saying. Okay. Did you want me to go on about the five things? All right.
No.
So you're
well. No, there are five things.
Well, there's five.
I'm thinking about whether to talk about this mailer I got.
That yesterday.
That I find it misleading.
All right. Well, they do go backwards. You know, when you're reading a bill says vote yes on no.
Yeah, I mean, it's they're saying that. This is the ones that are against the recall.
And it's a flyer that came into our mail.
Do not sign your petition and allow them to use your address, blah, blah, blah. Yet the only people who published the names of the people who signed the original for the recall, it was in this group of people that including Record Searchlight, that put names out there and addresses of people who signed it. And they caught all types of hate and discontent by saying that they were corrupt and that it was fraud. Well, the examples they used was a woman whose husband's a veteran and is blind, you know, legally blind. So she wrote down the addresses and he signed it. And so when you read this thing, it's really slick. I mean, it's well done. And it says, warning, your personal information could. And it's could. That's the big word, could be exploited. And then it's got from Record Searchlight and another thing of headlines. Well, what they were doing was reporting what the quote investigation, which, by the way, is just an investigation. But it makes it look like it was, you know, it's all true before the investigation has gone forward. And, you know, one of the other things, too, is when they're talking about where's the money come from the recall guys, is where's the money come from for the anti-Shasta Ford? Where's the money come from that? And, you know, it's just, you know, what it is, you know, it's both sides calling each other names for doing the same thing, you know? But I guess this is politics. Whether side, you know, whatever side you're on, when it comes to my house, I have a right to start commenting on it and things I find are kind of like strange.
Well, during the political season, we get all kinds of flyers from not just Republican. We get all yes and no. They come into and the mail becomes, hey, before we close the show on this half hour, this is something that I think is, you know, we're talking about how you can't, and we're doing this in America in certain places that just deeply, deeply, deeply upsets me because history is history. However vile our history is, and we do have vile history, people can behave in ways that are just unconscionable. Humans. All right? So in Canada, we're talking about humans. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. There's atrocities that are going on. And in Canada, and we've seen movies on this, more than 160 undocumented and unmarked graves have been found in British Columbia's Southern Gulf Islands, once home to the Cooper Islands, a residential school. This marks the latest in a string of grim discoveries made recently at similar sites across Canada. The hundreds of unmarked graves and unclaimed remains have forced Canada to contend with its violent history of residential schools where countless Indigenous people were once forced to attend. In a 1997 documentary produced with funding from the federal government, survivors of Cooper, K-U-P-E-R, Industrial School, describes it as Canada's Alcatraz. In response to recent discoveries, U.S. Interior Secretary announced an initiative to invest in these schools. We did see a movie about this at one point where, you know, the kids were taken and abuse and that kind of thing and put down in a box and, with they weren't doing well. And that's not a way to really start your morning with a good feel, a feel good. But the point is, in my opinion here, Carl, is that these are atrocities and, don't remove the statues. But put up a plaque, and they can be acknowledging the souls that were treated in such a harsh nature. Acknowledging that this is part of our history, just like it makes me so upset when I think about we're removing statues. And the fact is that, you know, we were watching things last night about Robert E. Lee and, you know, different things. And the fact is that whatever it was at that point was at that point. And we've learned from a lot. And I hope that we've grown from a lot. But it just do acknowledge, Nate. Do acknowledge history.
You have to. And when you start removing, you know, and I understand, you know, all these monuments were made, were put up to reinforce white supremacy. I mean, I understand their argument. I don't agree with it. You know, when you start hiding history or trying to negate history, you're taking away a part of our past that, yeah, is things not to be proud of. But it also is a big chance for learning.
You're neutralizing what you're doing.
Yeah, when you neutralize it, it's like, you know, as you say, if you don't know history, you're bound to repeat it.
Just like a child. A child is not going to know not to touch a hot plate until he's touched a hot plate.
Yeah, no matter how many times. Okay, we got to take a break here. Oh, by the way, last thing is the, you know, Gavin Newsom's people were saying that all kids had to be masked at schools. And the, you know, of course, Gavin's recall has finally got his attention, and he realized, oh, that just pissed off a lot of people. So they pushed it back down to the counties. So now the local school boards and local counties can make up their mind and about how they want their students to mask. It should be interesting. We need to have Judy Chavez on and to talk about this. It's 7:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He has been doing this for a couple of decades. He's been to a number of schools. He is a quality worksman. He will not take chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis, and get your windshield repaired by a guy who is a master at his craft and who guarantees his work for life. That's Jeff Force. It's a veteran-owned business. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today or stop by 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back with United Way.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. It is 7:37 in the morning here on the 14th of July, and Mike Huber of Estate Granite is bringing us this segment of the show.
Shout out, Mike.
Yeah, Mike Huber has been doing this for well over 17 years. He's so, you know, Mike does such great work that he works strictly on by appointment now, and sets up his projects like that, because he performs just almost, what can I say, miracles when it comes to granite and marble, slate, other stone, whether it's a bathroom you want or kitchen remodeled or other things. Mike Huber's the guy to go to, locally owned, locally operated. Like I said, a better-known business. He is one of the good guys. For a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, of course, is one of our sponsors, and they have
great community members.
Yeah, and they have every month they have a show, and every month they dedicate it to a local business or a local organization. And thanks, and a big shout out to Nikki Rose for doing this. But today we have United Way with us, and Debbie Comente,
and Astrid Withrow.
Yeah.
So good morning and welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank
you. You know what? You know your name, because I've seen your name, Astrid, mm-hmm. so many times. You know, in different things. You know, whatever. You know, books or whatever. And I always thought it was pronounced differently.
You're not the only one.
I know, and because it's spelled A-S-T-R-I-D, but it's pronounced Astrid.
Yes.
Well, as opposed you. To what? Astrid, I guess. So it's Astrid.
Well, welcome,
and
ladies.
It depends on where in the world you are. I lived in Kenya, Africa for a while, and I was ostrich. So, I mean, you can go anywhere with this name, and I'm likely to listen, unfortunately.
And what brings you to the Redding area?
I married a good old redneck from Susanville. That's all there's to it.
I married a good old redneck from Redding.
Well, can I be...
Okay, slightly...
You call redneck, is somebody who actually works outside. So the redneck name, I think, came from what it was to be a farmer.
I'm proud to be a redneck.
And it's great to be a redneck. So,
okay.
Right? We know work. We know how to work. So.
And Debbie, of course, is a... this is...
You're amazing.
The original studette.
Yeah,
we call you
mother of four.
Four boys.
Married to our supervisor. You have, we've seen you in the last 10 years go through what it is to weather different. What do you want to call it? Different
seasons.
Seasons.
That's
Thank
what
you.
I've been told.
That's what you.
That's
my
mentoring.
And here,
seasons.
The seasons. Okay, and here you are now. Representing United Way. So tell us what is in this half hour for our listeners. What do we want to convey to our listeners about United Way and what you guys need to get out, information they need to hear?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And again, kudos to Cornerstone for giving us this segment of their time. As well as for you for having us. And it's United Way of Northern California. What is so amazing is that we really listen to the need of the people in times of disaster, and we fight for them for education, for health, and financial stability. And that's really our mission statement. And so when you think of disaster, we don't have to, look at the other side of the world to know what disaster looked like, whether we had COVID, wildfires, and organization has grown rapidly in response to the needs of our local communities, and we serve in 9 counties. We are up all the way from Siskiyou to Butte County, Modoc, Lassen, Shasta, Plumas, Glen, Trinity. We're all over the map and just really responding where it's most needed. And thankfully, we have amazing, amazing funders and donors and a lot of people that support United Way of Northern California through workplace giving programs so that we can actually be ready and respond instantaneously when we find out there's a disaster in the community.
Okay, so let's give examples. Because people like to hear examples. Now, I know 2 years ago, of course, we had the car fire.
Mm-hmm.
And United Way was helping. So what did United Way do for the car fire?
I'm so glad you asked. So 2018 was definitely marked by the car fire for Redding and then the campfire down south from us. And we responded right away with emergency relief. So that was anything from emergency cash for those evacuated and, of course, suddenly had expenditures that they were not anticipating. Following that was those who had more than 50% of their home burned down. We had financial aid available for them. Was anywhere between $500 to $1,000. Here in Redding, it was $1,000 for every single family that that lost or at least had 50% of their home burned down in that fire. And then we have the long-term recovery, which is called our SHOP program, which stands for Stable Housing Opportunity. And that looked like just like last year, and I always say we kind of invest in poopy stuff in that sense that we help people, for example, get septic tanks because there is a gap between where FEMA comes in and where the funding ends. And sometimes people are literally just a septic tank away from moving back on their property, and that's where we come in and we fund those things, or even the Delta fire.
Now, are those, when you say fund, are those like grants?
No, that can be anything. So in the earlier mentioned, the emergency relief pieces, that's literally like Visa gift cards. When we talk about SHOP, that is really working with local vendors to say, hey, what does it take to build that septic tank on somebody's property? And we make sure that we pay the vendor and that the client has the septic tank or something as simple as that.
But I understand that part. But is that a grant to the homeowner?
What does United Way cover that?
You cover it and then they pay you back.
No.
Well, then that's a grant.
So here's a beautiful thing that I've just
learned. You grant the money, too.
I've learned from this.
Okay. That's what I was trying to make.
It's just an individual thing about,
hello?
Like...
I just wanted to finish that.
Okay, sorry.
No, I just wanted to let people know because that's why I asked if it was a grant. And so what you all did is you provided the septic tank through local vendors in cases like that.
Yes. We purchase it. We make sure the client gets
it. That's what
I'm saying. What I'm trying to say after that was... For our listeners, if there's one thing that you take away is that you call it the poopy tank, but that is vital for the environment and for not having disease, to be able to help people and fund people and give people the opportunity to have their poop put into a place that's clean.
Who thinks
is
about
that? Huge.
Yeah. You don't realize those are some of the very important things, especially in the rural areas.
But think about this
situation
here in Shasta County, right? In the French Gulch, there was a lady. She could go back on her property, except she had two dogs and she has three children. And the only thing that withheld her from moving back on her property was there's no fence around. Because she lived right by the main road, and so there was logging trucks and everything. She was not going to have her dogs or her kids get harmed. And so here we were. She applied, and we were able, through our caseworkers that we have, responding to the individuals and provide case management, even with mental health and other things that people need, to make sure that we got that lady, her name is Jessica, to make sure that we got her that fencing around the property so that she can actually live safely and restore and heal and, finally settle back on the property. But that was a year and a half, almost 2 years after she lost her home. So the recovery that we provide is not just a, hey, there's a fire, you have a need to respond. That's only one piece. Then we walk with our community and we really, we really provide case management and make sure that they are doing really well and truly recover back to their pre-fire situation.
Okay. We're here with United Way. We're talking about how United Way responds to disasters here. This portion of the show brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. For all your jewelry needs, watch repair, individual stones, if you have an estate piece or perhaps your own ring that needs to have a little bit, you may want to have it checked to see if the prongs are good. And these are people that are locally owned and wonderful folks at Four Winds Jewelry. They've been with us since we've opened, and they actually made our wedding ring. So we love them, and we encourage you to visit them. 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Your Talk Radio, which is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And we'll be right back after these messages.
At Turtle Bay, the Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The basis of the recall is a betrayal of public trust. Now, ex-Sheriff Eric Magrini has been hired as Shasta County Assistant CEO despite formal letters from his staff declaring unanimous concerns surrounding his integrity and leadership. The Shasta County Sheriff Administrative Association and the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association appealed to county supervisors in February with these concerns. Not only was the sheriff unwilling to address these concerns, but Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti, along with our county CEO, have seen fit to extend the assistant CEO position to him without allowing us, the public, to review the findings of the investigation which were turned over to county council. We demand these documents be released to the public. We want transparency and accountability. It's past time to recall these bureaucrats and restore public trust and public safety. Sign the recall petition today. Visit recallshasta.org. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee /recallshasta.
Let us brighten up your summer. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Sunny Money Staycation Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings. July 29th, $10,000 cash. August 26th, 2 houseboat vacations from Bridge Bay at Shasta Lake. September 30th, another $10,000 up for grabs at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WinRiver.com.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Signorama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is, gosh, what is it out there? It's hot. Okay, it's 68.
Yeah, 68 degrees. That's not so
What's
bad.
What's going up?
It's going to be, the temperature today will be about, let me, okay, you would ask.
106.
No, 101.
101,
no,
okay.
No, we're
5
we,
degrees left.
Yeah, we have a great weekend ahead of us. 97 tomorrow, Friday 98. And now Saturday will be 100 and Sunday 101. So okay. We're on a good roll here.
Roll down. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of fires, we had many associates and friends who were, some of them were caught in the fire and lost their homes, but others were just in that general area, but they lost their homeowners insurance because those Cracker Jack insurance companies refused to insure them. So what did we tell them to do? Give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She helped every one of them find fire insurance for their home and their possessions. That's right. And nobody knows more about helping people when it comes to insurance than Judy Maxwell and her staff of finely trained professionals there. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 3078 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Debbie Comente is also a part of United Way, and you've got a bunch of events happening.
We do, yes. Thank you, Carl. As Astrid was saying earlier, we are here and ready for emergencies when they come, such as the wildfires and different other things that come up. So how we prepare for those things, even though it may not be always current, is we do have our fundraisers and different events, hopefully successful ones that bring in funding to help when these things come up.
Right.
One of the ones we have coming up in August is what we call our happy hour in a basket, charcuterie and delicacies. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be every four times a year. We're very grateful for some of our partners, Mosaic Restaurant, Plantables in Reading, and Mosley Family Cellars.
Yeah.
So it will be a basket filled with items from there, a couple surprise items. And we'll sell that for the whole month of August. We'll sell raffle tickets, 1, 5, you can buy 100 if you like, and we'll draw the winner on September 1st. The point being, too, that this raffle, all that funding again goes back and puts in a pool waiting and anticipating, unfortunately, the many fires that happen in Northern California and other disasters that might come up. That funding is put aside, and we do service 9 counties, so it's not necessarily just in Shasta County that may be affected, obviously. So we do take care of our counties and communities surrounding. So that's one of the events. Tickets can be purchased. There will be a link. If you go to NorCalUnited.org, you will find those appropriate links to get into.
Or follow us on social media, yep. NorCal United Way.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a little plug. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We need all that extra support. So, again, this is called Happy Hour in a Basket, and we're excited for that to launch. The next other event, and we sure appreciate the opportunity to share this, is what we call our Breakfast of Champions. And this is actually our second time. With COVID, obviously, we did not do it last year. So we have 2 locations. One is in Redding at Wind River, and then the other will be in Chico at what's called Lakeside Pavilion. Both events are basically the same program, but with that, we are happy to promote and honor the many nonprofit agencies in the communities, again, of the 9 counties. There will be several chosen to be awarded the number one, if you will, by election. And these groups, this year, our theme is ACEs and equity. So if you're familiar with ACEs, Linda, it's adverse childhood experiences. And obviously, post-COVID, we're seeing a lot of children that were affected by that. COVID fires, even, they're affected emotionally. So we will have this event to have a couple speakers, Larry Olmsted, our executive director, Kimberly Johnson from the Children's Legacy Center. They will speak to those subjects, but have a nice breakfast at either location and have an opportunity to really share a little bit about what we do and what these nonprofits do in the community in relation to adverse childhood experiences. And then we'll award our champion at that breakfast who was voted as the nonprofit organization for.
Wonderful. And that's happening September 23rd, so do mark your calendars for that. That will be at Wind River, the resort, from 7:30 to 9 o'clock a.m., Breakfast of Champions. You can get more information by, again, visiting NOR, that's capital N-O-R, capital C-A-L, capital U-N-I-T-E-D, capital Way. So NorCalUnitedWay.org. Tickets go on sale actually tomorrow.
Yes, they do. Yes. And just to reiterate, Chico will be on September 29th. So we have 2 programs that we can cover quite a bit.
And
that.
So I love the fact that you're highlighting you're going to be the Breakfast of Champions, who you're going to be donated in ACEs. And what was the other one?
Equity.
Equity. And tell us about equity.
So after the shooting with George Floyd and the awareness of issues of equity, also in the North State, unfortunately, and as a mom of considered racial children, I can definitely attest to it that there is a lot happening and a lot of issues that do not promote equity among people of color or other friends in our community that are from different backgrounds. And there is a lot of misunderstanding. And so as an organization, we have really rallied around our community. Again, we are here to fight for them and for their holistic well-being. And part of that is recognizing that we need to lift up our neighbors that are not treated the same way just because of skin color, or maybe because they don't speak English fluent, or maybe because they vote differently, or maybe they have a lifestyle that is a little bit different than the majority of the people in our community. So we rally around them and support and help. We have funded a lot of nonprofits that reach out into these communities just to really provide the support that they need to feel seen, to feel heard, and to have equal opportunity in our community.
That's wonderful. Okay, yeah. So we have ACEs and equity that will be highlighted and be described, explained for the listeners or the people who come to Breakfast of Champions. We're going to have to take a break, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us this morning from United Way and explaining so much about what United Way does and about these upcoming events. We have like 1 minute left.
Okay, so in the last minute, I want to say if you ever find yourself in any need, whether it's financial, emotional,
any resource type needs or wildfire, please make sure to text 211. Or call 211. It's a local response that we have. We have phone lines open and all kinds of resources that you need, whether that is you need to find a way to have affordable childcare, whether you need to have emotional health care done, whether you lose your home and need to know where a fire is happening. 211 is your place to go. So make sure that you have that on speed dial. 211 is all it takes.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today.
Much,
hey, when we come back from the news, we have Jake Mangus and the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There's more record-setting inflation data this morning.
The Labor Department reports inflation at the wholesale level jumped 1% in June. That pushed prices over the past 12 months up by a record 7.3%. The 12-month gain in the producer price index is the largest since 2010. The news on wholesale prices follows yesterday's report that consumer prices were up 5.4% over the past year. The spike in inflation comes as the economy rebounds from the recession triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with rising consumer demand bumping up against supply shortages and bottlenecks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The partisan back and forth over voting rights continues.
President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott firing back at the president for claiming that Republican-backed election reform legislation would make it harder for people to vote in the Lone Star State and would discriminate against minorities.
Texas is passing a law that expands, not reduces, the hours of early voting. That's more than many states, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which has 0 hours of early voting.
Abbott says the proposed election integrity law would also combat mail-in voting fraud. The governor has criticized Democrat state lawmakers who fled the state in order to block action on the proposed election changes. Overdose deaths soared to a record 93,000 last year in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. The government estimate eclipses the 72,000 drug overdose deaths in 2019, and it amounts to an increase of 29%. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 40 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 74, and the S&P trading 13 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash-out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, "I think I understand what a cash-out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes?" So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Iran says it's able to enrich uranium at a weapons-grade level of 90% if it chooses to do so. That, according to the outgoing president, Hassan Rouhani.
Speaking in a cabinet meeting, Rouhani made the 90% remark, a rare moment for him to suggest Tehran could take that approach. Rouhani's powers, however, have waned as the Iranian public soured on his government amid an economy suffering under U.S. sanctions. But his remarks signal Iran could take a more belligerent approach with the West, as hardline president-elect Ibrahim Raisi is due to take office next month. In April, Iran began enriching uranium up to 60%. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN says the number of migrants and refugees who died while attempting to reach Europe on dangerous sea crossings more than doubled so far this year compared to the first 6 months of 2020. News and analysis at townhall.com. An electric vehicle charging network will more than double its number of charging stations.
Electrify America will use money paid by Volkswagen as punishment for its emissions cheating scandal. The expansion will include 1,800 fast charging stations and 10,000 individual chargers in the U.S. and Canada by 2025. It's part of a commitment to invest $2 billion over 10 years on EV infrastructure. Automakers are making EVs that can go farther and charge faster, but are concerned that consumers may wait to buy until there's better charging infrastructure. John Scott reporting.
Former President George W. Bush is criticizing the Western withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mr. Bush tells a German broadcaster that he fears Afghan women and girls will suffer unspeakable harm at the hands of the Taliban once U.S. and other Western troops have all pulled out of Afghanistan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 14th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And we know that today is Macaroni and Cheese Day. And?
Grand Marnier Day.
Oh, you know that's one of my faves. I love it, but these days it doesn't love me. I used to be like, you know, my cocktail of choice. Grand Marnier straight up.
Straight up.
Straight up. All right, so folks, I don't know what's happened here because we get a printout, of course, of the National Weather Service. That was, the last update was 1:47 a.m. this morning. But as I go online as of 7 o'clock today, we have an excessive heat warning. And what we thought was going to be 101 now, according to what I'm seeing here, is going to be 108.
Today?
Yep. Excessive heat warning.
It's 73 right now.
75, according to this.
Okay, and smoke.
So I wasn't really sure why that happens, but this is what, well, it's 72, actually. I'm so confused.
Well,
no, we're going to go back because I just updated something, and that was an old Reading weather.
When you
if
just
you're listening
at?
To me, okay. I know that, you know, I, okay, it's going to be smoky. It's not a heat warning. It's 101, 96. We are going back. So that was, I just went back and forth through two different
deep
things.
Breath. Deep breath.
Hey, sorry, I was going online and it just.
And the weather's brought to you by?
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Well, that could have happened, you know. It could have changed.
It could have changed dramatically.
So, you know, just.
No, honey, I think you're doing a wonderful job.
There is smoke.
There's smoke.
Today.
Speaking of smoke.
And mirrors.
Here comes Jake Mangus.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing. Okay, there one is, thing I have to
okay.
do.
Now, I have to say this. One of my fellow Marines, a close friend of mine, who ended up very successful in the Marine Corps and into national intelligence. When we were together, they called us smoke and mirrors. And we could never figure out who was smoke. I mean, he was an African-American, and I wasn't.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah, or I wasn't, or I'm still not. Well, I may, who knows? I haven't done my DNA. I may be claiming Lithuanian here, or I don't know.
You just never know.
You never know. And I remember that because when I'd call him, and he goes, is this smoke or mirrors? And I said, I can't remember. But he went... he went very far up in the Department of Defense when it came to the intelligence matters. And I haven't looked him up lately, but he's retired, of course, by now, but I'm pretty sure he's probably still up there someplace. And it might be interesting to get him
absolutely.
On the show.
Absolutely.
Get him on the show.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
And I tell
pretty
you what,
great.
He was a straight shooter too. So
maybe sometime around Veterans Day or something.
Like that. I mean, you know, try running. And speaking of Veterans Day, the Marine Corps birthday ball is back on December 10th. November 10th.
Which November is 10th. My daughter's birthday.
That's right.
Really?
And what a great place to celebrate. Jake, you and your
little
one,
CC
ought to come on
daddy
over.
Daddy-daughter dance.
A daddy-daughter dance. We have dancing. We have dinner. We have dessert. We have the Marine Corps ceremonies going on there. And it will be, like I said, November 10th. You're going to start seeing stuff coming out next month. We're limited. I think Wind River is going to allow us to have up to 300 people. And we always sell out. So you'll be getting more information, but you can buy your tickets this year on Eventbrite and pick out your table, which makes things a lot easier for a lot of people.
It's kind of like the USO, you know, event kind of a thing? Is that what
no.
this is like?
No. What it is it's a celebration of the Marine Corps birthday.
Yep.
And in that, we have – it is put in a manual how you're supposed to do that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so we have – we literally have, of course, the presentation of the colors, a guest speaker – the oldest and youngest Marine.
That's really a very, very cool ceremony.
We march in the cake. The first piece of cake is given to our guest of honor. The second one is to the oldest Marine, who then passes the cake after, you know, passes the cake to the youngest Marine, symbolizing passing our knowledge and our esprit of corps from the old corps to the new corps.
Wow,
to
that's
the youngest.
Beautiful.
It's, like I said, it's marched in. We have the pipes and drums are there.
Mm-hmm.
Great dinner. The speaker, you know, we read General John A. Lejeune's message from 1921 talking about the Marine Corps. And at any time, one or more Marines are together on the birthday, you will, you know, it'll be celebrated.
Sweet.
And we have celebrated the Marine Corps in Afghanistan, you know, the birthday in Afghanistan, Iraq, during Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I've done it before in the jungles. At that point, there was six of us,
mm-hmm.
including two SEALs, and we stood at attention. And I read the Lejeune message, and the two SEALs are going, "Hey, dude, this is cool," you know, because "dude" was their favorite word. So we take it seriously, and we're going to have it on November 10th. And if you're interested in this, because it is a great time, we have dancing afterwards. So,
okay.
Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Jake Mangus is here with, and of course, he is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And you just had a survey, which, by the way, I take every one of the surveys seriously, and I fill them out.
Good for you.
I don't blow them off. Because,
we appreciate that.
Well, you know what? How many members are in the chamber now?
Well, we've got roughly 975, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And so how many out of 975 actually filled out that survey, which is so important?
So we had 197 of those
okay.
Participate. So it's kind of that 80-20 rule, I would say. But what we've come to learn is that getting – you know, 15 to 20% of a group of people to respond creates a statistically significant result that you can rely on, as long as you can see that those that have filled it out represent your membership. So, if, like, for example, the only people we heard from were small retailers, maybe that would be different, you know, versus seeing a wide variety of the large and small in a nice mix. So.
Yeah. Now,
but anyway,
these had to do, and I thought these questions were really good. Not that your other surveys haven't.
Sure,
been,
it kind of hits right in the heart.
Right. So what I'm going to do is, because we want to talk about this, let's take an early break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty started this. Retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty started this close to 12 years ago, right here in Reading, and is now the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 46 different locations. If you're looking for complete concealed carry training, go to Northern Firearms Instruction, whether it's in a regular class or if you want to have a private class with maybe 2 to 4 of your friends where it works on your schedule. And then as we have done, I've done this several times, that we hold the class right here. And in our conference room, And then we go out and we pick a day that works for everybody, and we go out and shoot and get everybody qualified. You can do it that way. If you just want to learn more about how to handle a pistol safely and don't really want a CCW, we have classes for that. Or if you've got a CCW but you want to have more training in shooting, one class I had was all ladies, and they shoot, what, once a month. We go out on the range, and they blast away, I keep making the target smaller and smaller. It makes no difference to them. They still are hammering it. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or go to usgunpro.com. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The basis of the recall is a betrayal of public trust. Now, ex-Sheriff Eric Magrini has been hired as Shasta County Assistant CEO despite formal letters from his staff declaring unanimous concerns surrounding his integrity and leadership. The Shasta County Sheriff Administrative Association and the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association appealed to county supervisors in February with these concerns. Not only was the sheriff unwilling to address these concerns, but Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti, along with our county CEO, have seen fit to extend the assistant CEO position to him without allowing us, the public, to review the findings of the investigation which were turned over to county council. We demand these documents be released to the public. We want transparency and accountability. It's past time to recall these bureaucrats and restore public trust and public safety. Sign the recall petition today. Visit recallshasta.org. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee /recallshasta.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
And I stumbled to the kitchen for myself a cup.
up with ambition and yawn and stretch and try.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It is a little bit of a circus in here this morning. People coming in the door. Hey, Carl. We're on the show.
Dave
we're
Indian.
Live
Dave
in between.
I call him, you know, we call him Indian Dave. That's his name because,
yeah,
well,
he wants
he's
to be
Native
called
American, and that's his name.
He wants
Indian.
To be called Indian Dave.
But he does
Dave.
Upholstery, you know, part-time now. And my F-150. Had
your 2006.
My 2006 F-150 need a little help in the upholstery, and he just did the. It is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
I almost had a cowhide put on it, but we talked about it, and it was kind of slick. So he put the regular ones on. And
looks just beautiful.
It's beautiful.
He's wonderful.
He does great work. Okay.
And he also did our breakfast nook in our house when we remodeled. It was a 1950s, you know, like the upholstered breakfast nook. And so he's been in our lives for a long time.
He's
been,
he used
to
ride
in
your house. I've been in your house, but it was in the 1989 for sure, because I was playing catch with my buddy, and we won't go into the family and stuff, but it was World Series Game 1, Giants A's, Battle of the Bay, and I don't know who it was, but a ball broke a window, the front window of the house, and I know there's a BB hole.
There is a BB hole,
see,
absolutely.
I know these
shot
things.
Shot
and Steve Carlton said, if you ever sell this house, I want that panel.
Close-knit
like, right.
Family here.
Yes.
He had just gotten his BB gun, and Steve Carlton, the former DA, popped a hole through the window, and that was it. The gun disappeared.
So our home is the...
You need one of your classes.
...is the home of... what Judge Carlton built this home and the family back, I think it was the 40s, and then they added on and added on, and so we bought the home in 2006 or something like that, and did... Like our remodel of it, and so we've been there now longest Carl and I have ever lived anywhere.
It was the
here in Reading
one of the best hide and seek houses. That's what I remember.
Well, I tell you what.
Oh, there's some great.
Okay. No,
okay.
We could talk
okay.
about
okay.
this.
Okay, yeah,
okay. Sorry.
Okay, you
so,
all had
here we
the,
go.
Okay, you had the survey, and let's just start from the beginning.
Yes.
You went out to all of the members.
Almost 200 people.
Almost 200 people responded. And what was the survey about?
So this was about the Reading Chamber of Commerce's involvement in political action and business advocacy. It's one of the core functions of chambers of commerce across the country. However, it's most common in larger chambers. And ours in the industry is one of the larger chambers. And it's a way that we can have a positive influence over the issues and the policy making, and also the people that are in elected office, and how that can affect the business community in a positive way or in an adverse way. So it's something that we need to do. The chamber needs to be involved in this, and that's our belief, and it's what our members have told us over the years. And so most recently we did this survey in the last few weeks, and the results bear that out again. And, you know, so we got into, like, you know, how important is it to you, chamber member, that the chamber help elect business-friendly candidates? And 84% said that it's at least somewhat important or very important. And most of them were important or very important. And then even more pronounced is the positive response to the chamber advocating for business-friendly policies. And when you get away from people and you start talking about things like policies and issues, it's less personal. So I can see why more people would say
what
yes.
Example,
so 95% said yes to that.
Yeah, okay, what example would you use for advocating for business-friendly policies?
Well, let's see. Business-friendly policy. Let's think about that. That's a really good question for me to think about. I should have had that ready to go on
well,
the spot.
Well, that's me when I read it, because, you know, a business-friendly policy, you know, to me means you go to the city and you tell them and the county, and you tell them to revamp how they're doing their permitting.
Yeah, that's true, and that is a good example right there. And for us, it is about developing the relationships within the local governmental agencies. So when you're talking about development services, for example, we had, a direct line, of course, to Larry Voppel. I'm close with Barry Tippin over there, the city manager for Reading. And then same with Matt Pontus at the County of Shasta, and, of course, the elected officials, too. But one of the other things that I brought was to that point where our political action committee, so the chamber has a volunteer political action committee that is comprised of a hybrid of board members and members of the chamber at large, and then our board of directors. The PAC is an advisory recommendation group the board is the final say on these things. But we like to have guests come in so we can continue to get to know people and keep them close to us. So the city announced recently that they are welcoming a new development services director, and her name is Tokara Nicole Thomas. And then there's also the new building official replacing the recently retired Jim Wright over at the city, and his name's Jeremy Pagan. So both of these folks have been invited to attend our next PAC meeting. Tokara Nicole Thomas will be with us, and we look forward to getting off on the right foot with her and being able to express to these people in key positions what's important to our membership, learning about their philosophy. Because the public sector, you know, the more that they realize that it's the private sector that feeds them and that they need to support the private sector, and the better the relationship is going forward generally. And we know that oftentimes, sometimes, people can, you know, create at least a narrative that we are anti-business in this community for one reason or another. Some of it stems from personal experiences of frustration. There are things like the California Building Code that you can't do anything about. You got to live within that. But on the local level, we want to make sure that we're not adding to, piling on what the California Building Code is saying.
Which we've done in the past.
Yeah, so it's just things like that.
I think a lot of people would like to see, Jake, that when you go in with your plans.
Yeah.
That you, they look at your plans in a expeditious time, they give it back to you, and that's it. No more of this, you do it, oh, well, there's this. That is wasting time and money, and that has happened, and according to developers that I know, it is still happening, that they can't seem to get it all done on the first go-around. At one time, we had two engineers there that had to look at state certified engineers' work and whether they agreed with it or not. You know, I think Avapo did away with that with the engineers as they retired.
Sure.
And brought in just people that look at the plans.
That's right. That's a good example.
That was a great example of what he did.
Yep.
But when he rented a house and he didn't buy one, he was just here for a short time. And but the thing is, the Chamber of Commerce to me is.
Mm-hmm.
You should be advocating for the businesses here, that the businesses have a level playing field, that business X has the same chances as business Y, and that the city gives us a level playing field, and that they help us.
Yes.
You know, help us move forward and not be even the slightest impediment, not even the slightest speed bump, not to say not to do their jobs.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a business entity out there that wouldn't agree with that.
I agree with you. There's an example. I do think, though, the closer a business is to the chamber, I think it does give them an advantage because of our knowledge of navigating who the players are inside, you know, City Hall and at the county to assist through these processes. Oftentimes we can be, I call us a Sherpa for business where, you know, you're hitting the trail on your own. It's a little bit more difficult than if you're with someone who can be a guide and knows, you know, some of the challenges and everything, right? So, this dynamic duo close to where we are right now in this neighborhood downtown, that they're working on another new redevelopment, and they ran into some challenges. So, you know, they reached out to me personally, and then I'm able to reach out to the city and to express in a diplomatic way what's going on. And
you shouldn't have
just to give some
right.
It's
good that you do, but you shouldn't have to.
And so what they say, though, you know, is that we have a good problem right now. It's still a problem, but it's a good problem in that we have an abundance of construction right now. A lot is going on, and there are staffing challenges within City Hall to handle the workload. So we've talked about, and this isn't a level playing field, I recognize this, but are there ways where, you know, for example, you can rely on a private engineer's stamp of approval, and they're assuming all the liability on the plans. to move a project forward more quickly than having to have someone double-check it within City Hall when it does seem redundant. Now, I have talked to Barry Tippin about this, and he said to me that they've found that some of the private sector engineers and architects actually appreciate the double-checking because, you know, they end up finding things that they weren't aware of and that type of thing. But it just depends upon the perspective, I guess. Could we in the private sector pay for priority? Now, there's where you get an unlevel playing field because the guy that doesn't have the ability. So then you get into a bidding war over who's going to get prioritized on the list. There is a
now
bit,
that, okay,
you
got,
know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you've got developers like, what is it, Palomar.
Yep.
He knows how to play the game, and he was on here one day. He
sure.
goes, I have, he knows how it's going, so he already has stacked in there the things he needs and yep. the ability to push through. Now, that's because of his own proactive way of doing it. Now, some people don't have that mm-hmm. ability or the funds to do that.
Yeah.
The idea of paying for priority, I don't like at all because then
yeah.
you go back into
the gold makes the rules.
Makes
kind of
the
a
rules.
Thing.
That's
yeah.
it. Whoever wins the battle makes yeah. the rules. But it should be, like I said, a level playing field. So when people, the biggest thing is going in there. Getting everything done the first time, even if
yeah.
even if it takes 2 weeks longer, but you get it done the first time. And then when the inspectors come out mm-hmm. to make sure it's done, don't keep nickel and diming people.
My brain is catching up to that first question about, you know, business-friendly policies that you've helped with. Well, one of the things I like to do is to sit down with the mayor, the incoming mayor, and find out what is his or her objectives related to business. How can we support you? And then this is where what we're doing and all that. And so anyway, Mayor Reznor and I had a lunch appointment early in the year, and she said one of the things that she wanted to do was to get online all of the services related to
yeah.
permitting,
okay.
you know, within the permit center. So need a status update on that one. You talk to the elected officials, you talk to the city leadership within the staff, and Barry Tippin is on board with that as well. I know that they're lockstep with it, so that's encouraging. But it is something that I think is an ongoing reminder that, hey, we're out here, and you know, having a challenge with something internally, and usually if it's found to be accurate, there's action. We've had good experiences.
Sometimes it just needs to be pointed out and
yep.
a little spotlight put on it. I mean, nope, I don't think that there is this there's a conspiracy to slow things down.
No.
I do not think that at all. On the other hand, you get paid every 2 weeks,
yep.
whether you get something done or not.
That's right.
And there lies the problem. You
yes,
know, how do you get them to work efficiently 8 hours a day and get these things out?
I was looking at it from the standpoint of, and I think this was a government project, but I believe Lyle Tullis's company was incentivized to finish some sort of a Interstate 5 improvement ahead of schedule. They got paid a certain amount of money every day it was ahead of schedule. And so, of course, they busted their tails and got a nice payday at the end that they earned.
Well, maybe that's something we should do. If you get
yeah.
these, if you get these plans out in 2 weeks, you get a $50 bonus.
Yep. See, so that's, I mean, and we've written
during the break. I'll tell you what I did when I was in another country.
Okay.
How we had that work.
We did talk about this stuff when there have been other leadership, you know, hires.
Yeah.
And wanting to incentivize kind of a performance based, metric for compensation within City Hall, just taking more of a private sector approach to it. And so anyway, that's just another example, I guess.
Okay, we need to take a break yeah. here. Speaking of local businesses, Powerhouse Solar, an elite dealer for SunPower. You know, when it's 106, you say to yourself, I think I should have solar. And, of course, then the sun goes down. Then what happens? Now you get back on to the grid. However, with Powerhouse Solar, not only can you get SunPower solar, but you also can get the SunVault battery, which allows you to run after the sun goes down. And it happens with financing. Plus, you can qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. Keeping the lights on when the grid goes down, which, as we know, just we were at some friend's house yesterday in Palo Cedro. PG&E had cut the power for all of them for a day. to fix something. But what that means then is their wells go off. He had a generator for the house, but they had wells that they have animals and all these things.
It's on a pump of some sort.
Yeah,
right?
So he has to you know, get those pumps going. But if you have a solid system and a backup system, you can keep those lights on. Give them a call at 275-5600 Powerhouse Solar. Okay, we'll be right back with Jake Mangus. 73 degrees out there, going up to 101 today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I tell you what, besides being one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Institute, they are the only hospital here with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, faster recovery times. They do the TAVR valve replacement where you used to have your chest cracked open. Now, they run it through an artery up into the heart. They replace that valve. The patients are literally up that afternoon and go home the next day. You know, talk about modern medicine. That Shasta Regional Medical Center, by the way, they are the ones that sponsor our Chamber of Commerce.
J.C. Fatch. Lanann Foster, she and I had lunch last week. I know she was having a foot surgery on Friday. I hope she's recovering well.
Was it a foot or a knee? Because
no, it's a foot.
Was it a foot?
She's having the same thing that Marie did, where one side and
the
other side.
So now we're just sharing Lanann Foster's medical care.
Yeah, no, and, you know, she gave me HIPAA clearance. She's cool.
Well, but also she had it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, now one of the big things that came up in this, and I really was glad to see it. Okay, yeah, we're for business and all this.
Yeah, those are the
should we endorse candidates?
There's the big one. So, and you go beyond information. Now it's the chamber saying, all right, this is who we recommend or think that you should vote for. This is the business-friendly candidate. You know, and so what we end up discovering
business friendly.
Is if, that it's more.
Absolutely.
We're talking about people that walk past our window in the world.
Mm-hmm. This is like the Today Show today. It's
absolutely.
Yeah,
people in the background waving.
Where's
hey!
The Al Roker sign or whatever? Anyway, so the
so
it's much more divided. So we had nearly a 50-50 split. It was 55-45 in favor of endorsing candidates. And then when we got into should the chamber take a more active role in candidate recruitment and development, that one surprised me because we actually had more no's than yeses on that. And I think people maybe read into that like you are in some way tampering with the process or something. But for us, what we were thinking was we know the what. We know that we need to do business advocacy and political action. That's important to our membership. We also know why we do it, because it leads to business-friendly policies and can have a make a difference for the local business community in how we are represented in our local governments. But how do we do it? That's where we think we have opportunity to fine-tune. And there are examples throughout the chamber industry of different approaches. So, for example, rather than saying the chamber endorses this candidate or that candidate, instead what we could do is we could say, all right, business community, in advance of this election cycle, what are the five most important issues facing your business?
And give a list of like 10 or 12.
Sure. And then so we take those to the candidates in an open forum, open to the public, simulcast on Facebook, and then we do a recap of the answers of those candidates.
And let me offer this to you. We would be more than happy to make it broadcast over the station.
Okay.
And so that we can, so people can hear that can't make it to the, can actually hear what they're saying. While they say
that would be outstanding.
We are offering that, and we can make that happen. We have the technology
to amplify the message is important to us, because I think that if we don't have transparency, credibility, integrity, we don't have anything. And so we want people to know that it's an open book. We want you to be able to have access to these people and this information. And then what we can do is, rather than an endorsement, you can give a scorecard, you can give a report card, you could leave it alone and just have the answers stand for themselves, and let our commitment, in my opinion, and so we've got work to do, this is subcommittee work that's beginning Friday actually, is to make sure that our members are informed on where the candidates stand on the business issues.
Absolutely.
Of the day.
And you know what? I never agreed with the fact that that the Chamber of Commerce endorsed people. And not, even if they're people that I was going to vote for. And the reason on that is that sometimes it's a small, you know, it's a small group making these decisions. But worst of all, you pick the wrong horse to ride, which has happened many times in the past.
That's true.
And all you've done then is you've alienated some people that you need to have as, you know, as people that can help us. The idea what you just said, I am all for that. You know, here's the five top things that our business community is interested in. How would you handle this if you were elected?
Yeah, that's it.
That's, and then the people see their answers, listen to them, watch them. If they, you know, if they're going to be able to do all of those things, so there's nobody that says, oh, okay.
There's another piece that kind of enters into this, given recent times. We're seeing it on the national level, the state level, and the local level. And it's, can you work well with others? You know, that's another thing. You know, how do you carry yourself? How do you treat people? How do you collaborate? How do you work with those, even if you have disagreements? What does that look like? What does decorum look like for this, you know, candidate? Because do we want more division? What do you think about, you know, all
what do you mean by division?
Well, I just mean by when you're looking at the way that people interact with one another, even if you disagree.
Oh, okay, I see.
You know,
are they going to be a more of a divisive asset than a proactive asset?
Yeah, it's so, are they
going to get along?
Yes, exactly. And are we serving the constituents?
Are we going to have two members of the city council trying to recall the other three? That's what. Just say it. Just say it, Jake.
As an example, yes. So the chamber, of course, then needs to, you know, stay up to date with what's the pulse of the membership in which it serves. And one of the things I always hear from those that are most vocal on one end or the other,
right,
of the spectrum.
Right.
So we'd like to get a sense for what is the membership thinking about our approach these days, and what can we do to improve upon it. So I just think communication, if we improve that, that's a big step.
Communication,
forward.
Cooperation, and coordination. But
encourage.
But see, what you're getting is, okay, you had 178 out of 900. Now, those are people that pay attention. I think, you know, they're more active.
Yep.
But you've got a lot of businesses out there, and our business community is like America. Leave me alone. Let me have my business. Don't bother me.
Yeah.
I'll follow the rules. And then you've got your 10% on both ends, and then some more, you know, that, okay, we need to give feedback.
If
there was a way to reach, you know, just think if you got back a response from 700 businesses.
Sure.
I mean, that would be, huge.
And I just kind of look at, again, it is the way that things are communicated in the messaging. For example, if we didn't call ourselves a political action committee and we removed the political word and instead we said we are about influence and action for business, then all of a sudden it starts to take a different connotation, because when people hear politics, they start to think maybe the worst case scenario of what that means. And to me, it's, you know, you're working to have influence for those that you represent and your interests. And so for us, that is about being involved. If we're not in the arena, you know, what good are we as an organization? And we know, and this is the hard thing, it's hard for me personally, and it can be hard for people in general, and that is to get into conflict scenarios where you know the decisions that you make aren't going to be accepted by everyone in the room or everyone in your membership. So that's why I go, how many times do we hear this, whether it's in athletics, you know, sports or whatever, and that it's trusting the process, but having a process that has transparency, integrity, credibility, and you know that, well, at least we know that they're doing this. We're going to at least treat this candidate process with a level playing field.
Because
a lot of these are nonpartisan elections, too. I mean, city council and supervisors, that's certainly the case.
Yeah, it is. Okay, we're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading City Council. We're talking about this survey he put out. And as you can imagine, the responses came back in. Yes, strong on business, find those types of things that can help. But then when we got into, when you asked, should the chamber endorse candidates, it changed dramatically.
Yep, 55-45, and then the other one that was split was, should we get involved in candidate recruitment and development? So what I meant by that question...
Okay, let's talk about that when we get
we'll
back.
We'll let you know after the break.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I screwed up big time yesterday. It happens occasionally.
Oh,
you know,
that's right.
I had an appointment. I had an appointment, and I was involved in a very scientific... physical endeavor yesterday that took me till after 1, and when I came back, I just totally forgot that I had a 2 o'clock appointment. But it's Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, the only place I've had my hair cut in 14 years. Perhaps they will forgive me. They work on appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478. There's discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. I'm going to call Tim after that the show is over and apologize deeply for doing that. You know, it cost them a, you know, it could hit somebody else in there. So I will go down and beg for forgiveness. But Cypress Square Barbershop is the place to get your haircut. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The basis of the recall is a betrayal of public trust. Now, ex-Sheriff Eric Magrini has been hired as Shasta County Assistant CEO despite formal letters from his staff declaring unanimous concerns surrounding his integrity and leadership. The Shasta County Sheriff Administrative Association and the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association appealed to county supervisors in February with these concerns. Not only was the sheriff unwilling to address these concerns, but supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti, along with our county CEO, have seen fit to extend the assistant CEO position to him without allowing us, the public, to review the findings of the investigation which were turned over to county council. We demand these documents be released to the public. We want transparency and accountability. It's past time to recall these bureaucrats and restore public trust and public safety. Sign the recall petition today. Visit recallshasta.org. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee / Recall Shasta.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know what? In front of me, if you'd like to give a call to 605-4567, I'm going to give, $20 in Black Bear Diner bucks away right now to our first caller and two tickets to
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay. So, you know, it's going to be a beautiful week. We're in the under, around just 100, a little under. But if you would like, you know, it's nice to go to Black Bear Diner, get a couple sandwiches, go to...
And go to Turtle Bay and go and see the butterfly exhibit where you can actually feed the butterflies.
605-4567. Give us a call.
Hey, we're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Now, the... You all handled the grants.
Yes.
That came, you know, the money that came into the county. You all handled all the paperwork, all of the mechanics of getting the money out to businesses, which, by the way, I think you did a great job on.
Thank you.
I mean, it was painless. You fill out the paperwork and the money flowed. Winston, and supposedly, all this money that came in, there's supposed to be another round?
Yeah, there's, well, I know the county itself's receiving around $35 million. They've received about 17 of that so far. We want to see a return on investment that's long-term for our community, so it's exciting to be invited to be at the table for those discussions in the near future. But one of the ways we need to shore up some of the short-term challenges of our business community is some additional grant funding. The Chamber facilitated the last CARES Act-funded program, $4 million, and talk about business advocacy. The supervisors had only planned to allocate $300,000 initially. I went to them and said the need is much greater than that. Here's the data to back up this claim. They increased it to $3 million. We went back to them. They gave us another million. We were able to fund 473 businesses with about $4 million, and we were able to turn that around very expeditiously, so that was excellent. So anyway, this new round of money, we know we've got about $3 million on a waiting list right now, so my request will be somewhere in that neighborhood. And
How much money did the county get?
The county, $17 million has been received, as I am aware, and then they're going to receive another $17 million next year. So
So $34 million
yes.
Coming in, and they've given, about if they give the second round of $4 million. That's $8 million out of $37
million. That's right. And
where'd the rest of it go? Do you have any idea?
We know that it at least with the CARES Act stuff, you know, the county talks about the added expense of facilitating different things like contact tracing and things like that, as I recall. I'm just raking back the cobwebs because I'm trying to move on from all that stuff. But I know that
But you all were a lead in trying to keep businesses open.
Correct.
This whole thing.
We not only continue to let the community of business know, here are the health and safety guidelines. We're not going to tell you to close your doors. You got to make that decision on your own. We want to give you every opportunity to remain open and to do that safely and responsibly. And that's what the supervisors, that was their approach as well. They said, okay, Governor Newsom, we hear what you're telling us. But then on the other side of their mouth, they were telling the local community, do what you need to do. We're going to educate. We're not going to enforce closures. And so we appreciated that approach big time, which is one of the reasons why we feel that the three supervisors on the hot seat with the recall, we don't think that at the chamber, we don't believe that is founded to say that they were not business friendly. We believe that they absolutely handled an impossible situation as best as could have been expected.
Okay, Lori, good morning. What's your question?
Hey, real quick, and I'll take my answer off the air. Is there any role or future calendaring of a town hall? I don't know if City Hall, City Council would ever do that. I know I've asked the Board of Supervisors, so that's one question. I know Richard and I are going to sponsor one Saturday, July 31st at Lake Reading Park.
A town hall you're talking about?
Yeah, town hall, open. Everybody's welcome. You know, be civil, be respectful, because it's been a long, tough year and a half, so... The second question I have, I don't know if you can answer or not, Jake, is the critical race theory something that some of these businesses are being exposed or asked to cover, look at, investigate, or start to cover? I know we have a, you know, vastly Caucasian population. We're not that diverse. And the last thing is the recall versus not recall is political, just like the endorsing of candidates. So as you guys all know, in closing, is there's a lot of information coming out. Every time we meet at the Board of Supervisors, there's more.
Okay, Glory. Got it. We got to run.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yep. And that's I can't comment on the critical race theory statement, but I do know
I reached out to the county school board, and their answer back is we have no knowledge that this is being taught in our school in Shasta County.
Nope, and there's that piece. But I know on the Chamber's PAC and board has taken an opposition. We are opposing the recall effort, and it's been on those the basis that the supervisors have done a really good job for the business community during the pandemic in not enforcing closures, in supporting the business grant requests to the dollar, to the penny of what was requested based upon the need, and also that we are not opposed to the recall process. We know that that is part of our democracy.
Absolutely.
We also know that in the normal course of an election process, you can run your candidates, and that's part of this whole thing, too, is if you think that you or someone you know can do a better job, then you run those candidates during a normal election cycle. We don't think it's warranted. So that's the position of the Chamber's PAC and board, and that's what I reflect. So
okay.
Yeah.
Jake, thanks a lot for being here with us. We're going to have Todd Jones on later on this month.
Oh, man, he's been really doing great.
He's a Marine.
Yeah, okay. That's true. I was thinking about Mike Dahl, my neighbor Jason across the street.
Then you're protected.
Yeah, they surround me. That's true. And I'm just an Air Force dad, so I need that Marine protection.
Well, that's great.
Well, but you know what? God bless your son.
Thank you. And he's having a blast right now in Okinawa, that's for sure.
Okinawa. He's having a blast?
He is. Yeah, remember, he's 25% Islander, too.
So. Oh, that's right. He's Guamanian.
Yes,
part
he's got
Guamanian.
That Guamanian blood. So.
You know what? I
and the girls over in Okinawa, according to my son, they recognize that as well.
Well, tell him to take the girls out in the sunlight because the girl that he has fallen in love with is like 63. Because those are dark bars they're in, okay?
He's 20, too, so, I mean, 20 as well, so that means he's of legal drinking age there, so that's a little scary.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the Air Force has a much, much nicer facilities than the Marines did. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
God bless all of our servicemen and women.
You bet.
Sure.
Hey, tomorrow, Pace Engineering.